Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, Grow Squad, welcome to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is a podcast where we strive each and every episode to find something, some nugget that will help us go, grow, and glow in the world. Each episode, we're trying to find our way towards something that will give us some sense of direction. And today's episode, intently talks about, we're talking about the fact that sometimes we find nuggets that give us clarity. Yeah. Shout out to my buddy, Seth Yolorda. Check him out. His company is called Vision Clarity. And he really, really inspired me with regard to this whole idea of clarity and what it can mean for your life, for your mission, for your goals, and for your even your personal vision. Let's pray and let's unpack it. God, we are grateful for this moment. Give us clarity. Give us what we need at this time that we might move forward and that we might be clear on which way that we should go. In your name, amen. Clarity, I'll put it out there. From the jump, we're getting hot already. Clarity essentially comes from action. Have you ever sat in your room writing down goals, dreams, aspirations, things that you were going to accomplish, but you were inactive on them? Have you ever sat down and you had everything kind of just like, I'm going to do this next, I'm going to do this by this date, but then you had no action behind it? Have you ever had fitness goals? Yeah. And you said to yourself, by this date, I'm going to be at this weight. At this date, I'm going to have this blood pressure reading. For this date, I'm going to have. And you kept eating the same way. You didn't exercise. You essentially were inactive. That clouded, right? That did not afford you the opportunity to reach the desired outcome. Clarity comes from movement. And we understand that there is a direct link between moving towards your goals and writing down your goals. Check it out. In fact, next week, we're going to talk a little bit about this reset that we need to hit, because some of you all, some of us have given up on our goals because we're halfway through the year. But I got a mid-year message I want to give to you next week. I'm not getting into that right now. I am simply hanging my hat right now on how to get clear on what's next. There is a saying that I know sounds good, especially as motivational speaker, as a person that inspires audiences. It's in vogue for me to tell you to never give up. It sounds cool, right? It sounds great. It's almost as if, man, you would think that I've earned my dollar if I give you a rousing message around how to never give up. In fact, there's been an episode that I've done about this idea of never giving up. And it's funny because, you know, in life, sometimes when you reach a certain point, we are shy about growth. Right? We think to ourselves, you know, I had a certain stance when I was 30. Now I'm 50. I can't go back on it because at 30, I was a professional too. So I don't want to look like I was too immature. No, no, no. I've grown during this episode, during this podcast time that I've been podcasting, I should say. And at one point, I gave you a message and I kind of told you to never give up. And I get it. In fact, last week, right, there was this understanding of, hey, keep going. Don't give up. But I get it. I get it now. I get it now. There should always be in our minds a give up line. We should be clear on where we're going. We should be clear on the direction that God is taking us in. But sometimes, have you ever found yourself spinning your wheels in a certain direction because you were going in the wrong direction? You ever found yourself sometimes because you don't have a give up line, you keep working on something and that you shouldn't be working on? Like right now, if I tell you that I shot 100 three-pointers this morning, you would think I've lost my mind. If I tell you right now, my goal is to go to the NBA or the NFL, you're like, dude, please stop. Please, you've passed the give up line. You should be putting your energy towards something that is in line with your purpose today. You should be clear about the fact that, hey, what is my give up line? You should be clear about the fact that, hey, I'm going to put this amount. One of the things that's always tricky, in fact, all of us at some point try to think about, or we think about, or either we think about it, or we try our hand at dabbling in the stock market. Have you ever seen somebody go completely broke because they didn't have a give up line? I'm going to try one more time. I got another strategy, right? This is why I'm amazed at people that gamble. No judgment. But I mean, you actually can go in there and lose all your money. and then your heart goes out because sometimes people will win stuff, right? Oh, I won $3,500 and then they went back and gambled that away. I'm like, man, wow, you don't have a give up line? All right. I'm clear, you know, before I engage in something, at least for the most part. I'm saying to myself, hey, I'm going to invest this amount of money. And if this amount of money, and I get it, there are people who push the line and whatever agreement they have with their significant other, their wife, their spouse, their husband, that's on them. They bet the house on stuff. There are certain people who are able to see that through. But by and large, us regular folk, sometimes it's to our advantage to be clear about how much activity or how much action we're going to give a certain idea, goal, and dream. In other words, how much are you willing to give and for how long to see something through? In fact, there was a research published in the journal Frontiers in Psychology, and it showed that people that regularly engage in, a study from the University of Bristol, I should say, found that individuals who incorporate in their daily routine mental exercises that kind of push them in a place where they are no longer sitting stagnant, we find that this consistent practice of moving their brain to get them into action, to move toward a certain goal, helps them establish a sense of structure. So sometimes we move in the wrong direction, right? We're clear about where we want to go. And I just told you a few minutes ago that what sometimes clears up murky water is action. But the same token, I want to caution you about having too much action in the wrong direction. I want to caution you on this whole idea of as long as I'm just doing something, I'm moving. I remember I was early in my journey of entrepreneurship and excuse me. And I was just doing something every day, right? Just doing something. And I'm saying to myself, Eugene, you're doing stuff, but you don't have a system. You're doing stuff, cool, right? But you haven't planned out what you're doing, right? You got a lot of stuff going on. You're saying a whole lot of stuff. You know, you're moving here, moving there. But if you don't have a system to put in play and you're not clear on the system that you're putting into play, that may lead to more confusion on your behalf. So what am I saying? Yes, clarity comes from action. But we've got to be careful about the kind of action that we're putting into place to reach said goal. Understand this, because there are people who are runners. You ever seen distance runners? They have a certain physique, right? For the most part, distance runners do not want to carry a lot of excess weight, right? They want to have endurance. They want to be able to be as light as they possibly can for their frame. Now, if you found a distance runner in the gym saying, "Oh, I'm moving, I'm active," and they're up here bench pressing.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
A whole lot, adding a lot of muscle. You're like, yeah, but you have too much activity in the wrong direction. Let's get back on this pavement. Yes, we want you to lift a couple weights here. We want you to be strong. But we don't want you to bench press 400 pounds. So understand this, because some of you right now are struggling with this idea of getting clear on something that you're supposed to be doing. And because you're not totally clear, all you do every day is scroll social media and look at people who are doing what it is you know you're supposed to be doing. I'm calling you out. Some of you right now, you go to a coffee shop or you wake up in the morning, you do certain routines, and then you find yourself, I heard this term. I never heard it before. I heard it just last week. Who said this? It doesn't matter. They called it doom scrolling. You heard the term before? Never heard it before, right? In other words, you're just sitting there for hours scrolling, looking at people's lives, right? It's almost funny because I heard this guy talk about the fact that he loves his house until he goes to a certain company's site on Instagram. I forgot the name of the site. He said, "Man, I love my house. I love my little yard. I love my, you know, the house is fine for our family. But as soon as I go on that particular Instagram page, I no longer like my house. I'm looking at somebody else's house." And I'm just scrolling. It's a bigger house. And in other words, I become stagnant because I'm sitting there for hours looking at somebody's house. Then I become disgruntled with my own stuff, my own situation, even though my house is simply just fine. It's what my money can pay for at this moment in time. But I find myself in a pickle because I'm scrolling somebody else's blessings and counting somebody else's pockets. Oftentimes, when we have goals for our lives, if we don't know what to do, instead of figuring it out, so many of us are just guilty of doing nothing. Instead of taking the time to figure it out, instead of taking the time to listen, when I first wanted to become a consultant, particularly in the education space, I found someone online who was doing what I wanted to do. 2 days, I gave myself 2 days. I looked through their page. I saw certain events they were in. I said, wow, this person is really doing what they're doing. I kept looking another day. They're on airplanes. They're doing all this stuff. I said, you know what? Instead of me just continuing to look at their, if I'm not going to really take notes, because there wasn't a lot of notes I could take from just the snapshots, and be careful of that. You don't know what people go through, the grind that it takes for them to get to where they are. So don't just look at the snapshots. But most of the snapshots are cute online. They don't show you the blood, sweat, and tears. They don't show you the long nights. They don't show you all the no's. Go back to the last episode. If you didn't hear about rejection, they don't show you all the rejection. They just show you the yeses for the most part. Not because they're trying to lie to you, but they know that people understand that wins are often motivation for people. So I show you my wins, and that might motivate you, and that's fine. I'm not saying they're wrong for showing you their highlight reel, but know this, what you see online is just that, a highlight reel. And oftentimes we don't have clarity. We don't have action, I should say, about what it is that we should be doing, because we sit here and watch people's highlight reels. So I looked through this guy's page for a couple of days. I said, let me shoot him a message. No reply. 2 weeks go by. Let me shoot him another message. No reply. 5 messages later, he said, man, this guy really wants my attention. Let me reach back out to him. Long story short, we had a conversation, ended up setting up a Zoom call. He ended up being an individual who showed me all the ropes in that space. And I was able to successfully launch that particular arm of my business. Not because I doom scrolled, but because as a result of going on social media, looking at somebody's wins, I said, you know what? I can't just sit here and be inactive. Let me put some action behind this scrolling. Reached out. And this is stuff I tell young people when I go to schools all the time. I said, listen, y'all be on TikTok. And I'm telling you as an adult, most of my audience are adults. I'm telling you as well, adults, if you see someone online that is doing what you want to do, eat some humble pie, right? Come down off your high horse and go ask some questions. Yeah. You'd be surprised at how many people actually want to help you. You just got to put some action behind yourself and ask. You'd be surprised at the amount of people that have a wealth of knowledge to share. But they don't know you. You watching them, but they're not watching you because they're not following you. They don't know who you are, but you know who they are. There are so many people that actually long for people to send them direct messages because they want to see other people succeed. But clarity comes from action. And even reaching out to someone to show you the ropes is action. And I'm in a place now, I value people's time. So I don't know how you do it. I'll just give you a little nugget of mine. I always offer, in most cases, I offer to pay for somebody's time because I do realize how valuable time is. Right? I'm kind of beyond the let me pick your brain for free sessions, right? Sometimes people will do that. right? But I at least want to let people know that I value their time. But if you want to get super crystal clear about something, about a direction that you're supposed to go in, about a new business venture, about a new relationship, about school or your next steps in life, I would encourage you not just to hear what I'm saying, but understand that action oftentimes leads to clarity. Action does not always mean that you are working toward the goal in the moment. Sometimes action is gathering information about the goal. Sometimes action is, let me sit with some folk who have been where I'm trying to go and let me be a sponge. Let me soak up all of their knowledge. Sometimes action is taking a season to just simply learn. Man, there's a new space I'm interested in right now. I mean, it's so new that if I told you what it is, you'd be like, huh? I mean, it ain't no crypto, nothing like that. This new space that I'm interested in, I'll tell you about it later on. It is so new that I said, you know what? I've got to sit down for a couple of months and just learn. That's it. As bad as I want to put my hand in the fire, as bad as I want to put my feet to the fire, as bad as I want to jump in the game, I actually have to sit on the sidelines for a minute. I actually got to watch professionals, almost like the NBA Finals. I got to watch professionals run up and down the court, see how they do it. And so when my number is called, because I've witnessed, I've asked questions, when that timeout came, I was in the huddle, because I'm doing all those things. When my number is called, I'll be ready. But for now, I'm a sponge. I'm gathering info. Because I want to put my very best foot forward. So here it is, and I'm wrapping up. How do I gain momentum and clarity about something, a project, or a thing? I've got to put some action behind it. What does action look like? It doesn't always look like me betting the house. It doesn't always look like me just jumping in, not knowing what I'm doing. Sometimes it looks like me being a student. That's action. Don't ever think that being a student of something is inaction. To learn how to podcast, right? I jumped right in. But as soon as I jumped in, I said, oh, you know what? I need a couple of lessons. Let me go back, right, and learn some things. So I'd encourage you, move forward. Yeah. Put some action behind it. But learn which season that you're in and move full steam ahead and go after the purpose that God has for you. Listen, that's my time today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you in advance for sharing this episode out with somebody who's struggling with clarity, who's struggling with action. Let them know that it ain't over, right? There's still time to go, to grow, and to glow. See you next week. Take care. Peace.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.